You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This week we're talking about the visual arts, and I'm delighted, as always, to be joined by Omari Rush, Executive Director of Culture Source, an alliance of arts and culture nonprofit organizations in Southeast Michigan, including Washtenaw County. Hi, Omari.
Hello, Lisa.
And he's brought with him a special guest, Kara Rosane, lead organizer of Winter Art Tour. Who wants to talk about winter?
Me.
You
do?
Okay. Well, it was about art for sure. What's happening?
Well, the Winter Art Tour is in its second year.
Woo!
And we're a tour across two cities of 10 art shows that feature over 300 artists.
What are the two cities?
Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti. That's a good question.
Great. This is your second year, so that clearly means that the first year went well.
Yeah, on Saturday, which is, the event goes Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, always the second weekend in December. So this year it's December 8th through 10th. Sunday was a big snowstorm last year, so we don't have good numbers on that. But Saturday, 70% of the venue saw an increase in sales on Saturday from between 10 to 60%. Success for
yeah.
first year.
You know, in the arts, we're always trying to talk about like measure impact and those kinds of things. And so it's really remarkable that you're able to, with these business owners, point to clearly driving sales, clearly getting people downtown Ann Arbor, downtown Ipsy through arts. So that in itself is just like a tremendous victory and...
Thanks.
How does the Winter Art Tour compare to the annual art sale in Ann Arbor over the summer in July?
Well, this is all local artists. So we're really celebrating all the people that live here and really trying to give back to the communities here and show people the wide variety of the kinds of art that we have just in our own backyard.
How did you choose the 10 art shows?
Well, I am a potter at the Eura Studio Gallery. And one of the things I noticed over our holiday sale weekend was that there were always other sales happening at the same time. And rather than compete with each other, wasn't there a way to market it and celebrate the fact that there were so many people creating great art and get people to travel between all those different art shows? So we focused on getting a collection of shows that would feature really large indie craft fairs like people know Dipsy and Tiny Expo, but then really intimate home shows that people might not have heard of as much so that people could have that experience because it's really nice. And then also a few galleries that have specific holiday shows like the Ann Arbor Art Center.
I like that Ann Arbor Art Center.
Yeah.
So how will people know where to go, where to find this art?
When you go to whatever the first location is, you can find out about all the locations on winterarttour.org, but you can pick up a passport at the first location. It will give you a map. And then if you visit at least four of those art shows over the course of the weekend, then you get entered to win one of 10 local art prizes, which are really awesome and you should look at on the website.
Is this a viewing winter art tour or is it a buying winter art tour or both?
Well, we hope it's both.
Okay.
But in addition to viewing and buying, there's also, there's going to be tons of food and libations. And tons of live demos. So we're going to have glass blowing demos at Baron Glassworks, weaving demos at Front Porch Textiles. There's going to even be on Sunday at 2 p.m. at Eurist. There's going to be one of my friends who's a potter, Nancy Bulkley, will be throwing with her feet, which will be cool.
All right. What does that mean?
That means you're actually throwing a pot with your toes instead of your feet.
It's like Ghost. Do you remember when they're like doing the pot, the ceramic thing? And
yeah.
But instead of using hands, arms around your loved one, you're just using your feet.
Your toes.
Does that make better artwork?
You'll have to see.
I think it's a bit of a, like a...
I can pick up my socks with my
tricky.
Toes, but I can't.
You'll have to see.
Kara, will your art be in this?
It will be.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So I wonder if you could talk a little bit about what it means to ramp up your art making. Holiday is a big time for artists,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's crazy. You have to start thinking about it in
crazy
July
good,
and
though,
August.
Right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the time to sell stuff. And now that there's fewer and fewer galleries in both Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti, it's more and more important that events like this are really broadcast so that people learn about them and can buy and support the local artists.
Yeah, so you're thinking in August and working up until the last moment, essentially.
Yeah, August is really late, kind of. Yeah.
Well, we look forward to checking it all out. It's the Winter Art Tour, Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti Area Art Sale Weekend. Two cities, 10 art shows, 300 artists, lots of numbers there.
Yeah, and I wanted to thank really quickly our sponsors, because we had more and more sponsors this year, which is also a sign of awesomeness. Glass artists Lucy and Larry Nissen, Ford, Washtenaw County Convention and Visitors Bureau, and the Eura Studio Gallery.
All right, we'll be looking forward to that coming up December 8th through the 10th. Omari, fill us in on a few other things happening around town.
Well, one of those organizations Kara mentioned, the Ann Arbor Arts Center, is having a dual holiday opening on Friday, November 10, 6 to 9. They're opening both their holiday shop, which will have over 150 artists represented. You can go and buy stuffed animals, like cuddly artistic stuffed animals. You can buy paintings, jewelry, home decor, even like knives. So there's
knives.
Metalworking, metalsmithing, forged knives. I don't know if forged is the right word, but
sounds
like
good. Yeah, it sounds fantastic.
So I say that to say that at their holiday shop that runs through the season, you can get all of your gifts and things for your own personal collection. They're also opening an exhibition, a pottery exhibition called Fresh Hot Glazed. You know, it makes your mouth water.
I'm thinking donuts, but I was trying not to say.
No, of course.
It's pottery.
It's pottery. You can't eat the pottery, but
no,
but you can use it because it's all functional, functional ceramics. It's a national call, national show, juried by Noel Matawi of Matawi Tile Works. The work is just, you know, it's super innovative, super fun. Just a real great opportunity to see some mind-blowing ceramics from around the country. So holiday is here at the Ann Arbor Arts Center. Openings this Friday, November 10.
And some photography in Carytown?
Yes. And so, you know, Carytown is most well-known as a concert house where they do chamber music shows, but also known, though, to a lesser extent, as a gallery. You know, so they have, it's a wonderful cute, adorable building, and on the inside they have all this wall space that they use for rotating shows. Through December 3rd, they have a photography show up Wandering Around in Black and White by John Lilly. It's black and white photography, and so, you know, their hours are 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, but if you're in there for a concert or just, you know, in Carytown shopping or doing whatever, go by, see if you can get in and check out the artwork.
What's coming up at UMA, the University of Michigan Museum of Art?
At UMA, they just got a new director, Christina Olson. She
Welcome.
Just started, it may have been Halloween. So that's new, but they are continuing to just like crank out the exhibitions. And so in the month of December, they have a set of them that are on display. So you can wander throughout their entire building and see an incredible variety of art. And so I would just say, check out UMA. Check out UMA for its new director. Check out UMA for its continuing great artwork. Hopefully we'll be able to talk to Christina sometime soon, too.
That'd be great. Omari Rush, Executive Director of Culture Source, thanks for joining us on Art and Soul, 89.1 WEMU. Kara Rosane, Lead Organizer of Winter Art Tour. We're looking forward to that. Thanks for stopping by and sharing the information.
Super.